And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Accountability was the word of the day on Capitol Hill, where Representative Nancy Mace exposed government incompetence during a hearing with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The subject, a staggering 34,000% increase in autism program spending in his state from $1 million in 2017 to $343 million in 2024, much of it tied to fraud linked to the Somali immigrant community. Walz couldn't answer basic questions about the numbers, first claiming he wasn't governor in 2017, then admitting he couldn't recall 2024 figures either. Mace pressed him pretty hard. Are you governor of Minnesota or not? Was her question. Walz snapped that he wasn't there to be her prop. But her closing shot landed the hardest. Thank God you're not the vice president. And I think a lot of us would say a resounding amen to that. Speaking of accountability, President Trump showed Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem the door on Thursday after a series of scandals involving questionable deportation ad contracts worth over $200 million. Noem blamed Trump for approving them. Trump told Reuters that he had no knowledge of the deals. The contracts were awarded using limited competition to a company incorporated just days prior. Oklahoma Senator Marquain Mullen, a former undefeated MMA fighter, will take over as DHS Secretary effective March 31st. The FDA, meanwhile, is rolling out cash bonuses for scientists who complete drug reviews ahead of schedule. Commissioner Marty Makary pitched it to the staff with the line, quote, usually everyone loves money. The agency has already lost 20% of its drug review workforce, dropped its longtime requirements of two clinical trials for new drugs, and deployed AI tools that staffers say hallucinate confidently. And on the cultural front, an overwhelming 83% of Americans support federal age verification for pornographic websites, according to a new poll. The support cuts across party lines, with House lawmakers debating legislation that would force big tech to verify minors can't access adult content without parental consent. Half the states already have such laws, almost exclusively Republican-led, I might add, and when Louisiana enacted theirs, Pornhub traffic dropped almost 80%. Rather than comply, the site simply shut down in states with verification requirements. That tells you everything you need to know about what their business model actually depends on. And finally, a BLM chapter founder in Lake County, Illinois, went viral after getting into a fist fight with a female colleague. After she demanded money for cigarettes and accused him of blowing donations on gambling, both ended up with busted lips. Neither pressed charges. The woman told officers she didn't want to see a black man go to jail. You honestly couldn't write a better script if you tried. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app so you can get these updates sent to you every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.